A NASA research project is looking at alternatives to conventional flight simulators for pilot training.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Commercial companies and government agencies are looking for a more immersive environment to train test pilots. Mixed reality systems offer a promising path forward, but regulators have little to no data on how these systems perform. To address this, researchers at NASA's Ames Research Center invited test pilots to participate in a study to see how a mixed reality flight simulation would perform in the world's largest, highest fidelity vertical motion simulator. Traditional flight simulators rely on large embedded visual displays in a physical motion simulator. Mixed reality blends physical and digital worlds, allowing users to interact with physical items through a headset instead of the display. Initial analysis from the tests is promising, with pilots reporting lower ratings of motion sickness. Many of the pilots shared that the mixed reality setup felt more realistic and fluid than previous simulators they had experienced. NASA is hoping to give wings to this technology as a safer, cost-effective training tool for future Earth aviators, as well as pilots on space missions. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.